Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I am happy for you
that I got to participate.
This high story is great for you. Yeah.
It's very, very exciting. Feedback coming in. A lot of people talking about this heist at the Louvre where eight priceless artifacts were stolen. Jewelry and crowns and tiaras and earrings and priceless. Somehow somebody pulled up with a lift outside of a window, raised it up to the second or third floor, used some sort of grinder to break in a door. The museum was open. It was during the day. It was 9:30. They got inside. They smashed the cases. They got out. It took 4 minutes, escaped on motorcycles, and tried to light the truck on fire. But they are on the run right now. And there's all kinds of questions we have. From an unnamed texter, I've literally lost sleep planning imaginary heists and bank robberies while laying in bed at night, planning crews, routes, transportation methods, etc.
Of course, that was unsigned, right?
Right.
Yeah. Unsigned texter.
Please don't.
Unnamed texter.
Track my text origin. There's no IP address. Nothing to see here.
In an unrelated story, someone absconded with a prop lightning bolt from the Pistons Performance Center.
They had three of them.
Do you think they'll notice? Gator, yesterday when we were at the Pistons Performance Center, was fascinated. We were in a studio and they had a prop lightning bolt and we eventually moved it around and put it in our background, much to the delight of those watching.
I had people come up to me last night and say, I saw it.
Yep.
And you're right. It looks great.
Yeah. I tried to change the topic and not talk about the lightning bolt. Like, let it be unsaid. Like when we put Big Floyd in the background, never said a word. I was like, we won't say anything. Gator couldn't stop smiling and couldn't help himself. He had to say something. It sounds like it could have been a bunch of magicians who distracted security guards with card tricks. That's from an unnamed
that could be it.
I get distracted by magicians.
I get distracted by a couple of those magicians.
Russell in Huntington Woods. Hey, guys, the Paris heist is what they commonly call a commodity heist. They sell the jewels and melt the gold. It'll be sold on the black market, most likely already have a buyer lined up, or you don't even attempt to steal from a place like that.
It's my favorite market. You can get some real bargains.
The black market?
Yeah.
Facebook black market place?
Yeah. You get a steal, literally.
They will dismantle and cut up the gems into smaller gems and sell them for millions. Isn't the value in that these are priceless artifacts from the 1400s or whatever?
Yeah, that's what I don't get.
You can sell it to somebody.
Well, no, they already have a seller or buyer, right? Yeah.
You would think, unless they're going to chop them up. And if you chop them up, then good luck figuring out where that diamond came from.
Okay, but then why go to a place that's so, you know, secure?
No,
right?
I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah, just break into a sale.
Yeah, go to a pawn shop.
And
right? Yeah.
Just melt it down.
Seriously, go to the mall.
Just go to the sale.
A lot easier than the Louvre.
You're right. You're, why are
What's
we,
that? Well, yeah, that's why I suggested Jared's.
All the chicanery. What are we doing here? Smash and grab. Let's go. Get out. No, you're absolutely right. You're stealing this. It's the prestige of the item you stole. They gotta buy. They have a.
Like I say,
you don't just do this on a whim. You do this because somebody wants you to do it.
Don't steal the Mona Lisa for paper. All right, you don't recycle that, Doug. Right?
No, right? You
even Doug doesn't recycle that.
No,
I probably would. But you can go to the Louvre where they've got all the security measures, or you can go to the mall and worry about the dude on the Segway.
Do we know where Nick Cage is?
Right.
Let's see. Watch Pawn Stars. Someone's going to be there trying to sell those Louvre jewels to Chumley in no time. That's from John in Lake Orion.
Chumley.
The best I could do is $10. Right.
I don't know much about this. Do you mind if I call somebody? My first attempt at a Chumley. What do you think?
Not bad.
I'm going to have to call one of our friends. Is it okay? I could call Bob. He's going to come down. So he came over. I brought these jewels. I need to check them out, make sure they're worth, you know, they really have a good the prominence. We're looking for that.
I was so in the first 5 minutes of this topic. I was so a participant, and now I'm completely out.
You never watched Pawn Stars?
No.
All right. Well, then I just wasted that because I really wish you had, because I think that Chumley's not bad.
You're proud of your Chumley?
I'm proud of my Chumley.
Whoa. Easy.
Is that here I am with my Chumley.
Hey, don't go around flaunting now.
Hey, if you got it, you got to flaunt it.
Gator went public with his Chumley today.
He went full Chumley.
These heists are all extremely brazen. I think it's a Netflix doc about how sophisticated and enthralling these crimes are. Yeah, this could be.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Love a good heist.
Scott writes in, are these heists ex-presidents?
Are you on board with this one?
Yeah, it's Keanu. And
Come on.
Yeah, they Bell's Beach in Australia. And
this is the end of it, yeah.
Yeah, but I've seen the movie, yeah, the ex-presidents.
Come on. They
Johnny Utah.
And but he was the FBI agent. But come on, who's the main guy?
I don't know, Chumley? The main guy in the movie? Yeah. Isn't it Keanu?
Keanu's the good guy. And there's the group of thieves.
Oh, Patrick Swayze.
There you go. Yep. The ex-presidents.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Patrick Swayze. Bodie.
Yes. Surfer dude.
Then they remade the movie. Years later.
And it was better.
It was different. It was better stunts for sure. Because right. They were true thrill seekers. It wasn't just jumping out of an airplane. Crazy thrill seeking stunts they did in that movie. And an Australian broad who was really smoking hot.
He never misses out on that, people.
No, sir.
All right. Well, anyway. So first there was the call from New York in the Chiefs game. And now there's a heist of the lube. So... Is that your timeline? Yes.
Somehow find a link between the two.
How does it impact us here in Detroit?
First, you know, New York calls down. Next thing you know, they're stealing stuff.
The first international heist was what happened to the Lions in Kansas City. 1 week later, by a Louvre heist.
Did they get buzzed down from Paris? Jean-Luc ready to make a bust?
I'm not wrong, am I?
No. I mean, factually, those are things that happen, you know, within days of each other.
Yep.
Contact the gendarme.
There you go. Bring in Clouseau.
Can I introduce you in some jewels?
So, all right, Lions.
It depends how much they're worth. I mean, go talk to Bob.
Did you just...
We said don't flaunt the Chumley, all right?
Sorry, I'll keep my Chumley to myself.
Yeah, right.
Lions beat Tampa 24-9. Lots to talk about coming out of that game. Certainly a big win in the chase for the NFC, holding a tiebreaker now over Tampa. They get some time off, get healthy. We'll look forward in the schedule next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.